Hello to the boy backstage. Sorry, Meadow, this is for you. Love you, hon. So that's it. People, I am here to answer my friend's questionnaire, my dear friend JM Delphi, and the latest kinky sexy GWA questionnaire. So let's start because I ramble a little bit in this one. So, for noobs especially, what would you like to be called? I think I'm a noob because I am here only 1 month and a half, but I would like to be called Miss E. I use it to introduce myself as my erotica mind or erotica, but everyone just started to call me Miss E, and I just love this one. I think it's match. So that's it. That's Miss E for you guys, or E, but Miss E. What's the most impressive or go-to party trick? Okay, my most impressive. So I don't think that's impressive, but it's pretty cool. I like to perform, especially songs of movies. So sometimes I perform Grease, the Reese part, you know, it's just like, look at me, I'm Sandra D, lousy with virginity. And when she sings, there are worse things I could do than go with a boy or two, even though the neighborhood thinks I'm trashy and no good. So it's not about actually singing because you notice that I can't sing that good, okay? But it's about performing. So yes, I love to perform, and one of my favorite performers are to the Sweet Charity, you know, Big Spender. The minute you walk in the joint, I could see you were a man of distinction, a real big spender, good looking, so refined. Don't you want to know what's going on in my mind? And sometimes the Rocky Rock Picture Show, but I'm not getting, you know, just singing and stuff. I just recorded to the GWA backstage October singers, the Sweet Transvestite, and I'm trying to record another song. So that's it, dude. Just can't check it if you're brave enough to listen to me singing. So that's it. Well, that's my coolest party trick. I won't say that's impressive, it's just cool. What's the first musical artist you remember hearing, or favorite childhood artist bands? I had a lot of artist bands here in Brazil, Brazilian ones, but the first I remember really was a mark on my life and forever, was David Bowie. I was a fan, and I am still a fan of Labyrinth movie, and it was really, really fantastic. I really, really loved it. And I used to like the movie. I still like it, and I used to sing along, to try to sing along as a child, as a Brazilian child, with 5 years old. Never, I mean, it was my first touch with the English language, so I tried in my own way, but I learned some words I never understood, but I learned some words, and now I can, you know, listen to the music and stuff. Okay, so it was David Bowie, and when he died, he was a huge loss for me. It was like I was his widow, so it was a big loss. So that's it. What did you want to be when you grew up? Okay, I always wanted to be a performer. I mean, sing, dance, and act. Now I can act. I can't sing, but I try, and I can't dance at all. Maybe I twerk a little bit, but it's bad. So that's it. I just shake my body, and well, but it's fun. I have fun, and I am an actual actress, but I had to stop. Well, personal issues, and I intend to get back in a few years. But now I had to stop, and I'm just coming back with the GWA. I think that being a performer here is art. For me, is art. It's about more than just moaning and coming stuff, and maybe moaning coming can be, yes, it is a kind of art, so it's good. Do you have a celebrity doppelganger? Look, people are crazy sometimes. I don't know if I pronounce right, but people were really crazy, and sometimes they compare me to three people, person slash characters. So the first one is Amélie Poulain. But I think that's all. It's more about my hair and my clothes. And the second is Audrey Hepburn. I don't know how, but I hear this a lot, that my face look like Audrey Hepburn face. I am not complaining, but maybe you need some, I don't know, some help. Okay. And the third is, well, this one I agree, Kelly Osbourne, when she was a chubby girl. I am a chubby girl, so yes, I look a lot with her, so that's it. Favorite smell? My favorite smell, believe me or not, is wet skin, but it's not sexual. Believe me, I don't think sexual. Wet skin, you know, in shower and pool or something like this in the rain. Wet skin, not sweat. I don't like that much sweat. A wet skin, I mean, when I was a child, I remember that my father used to hold me on the pool. You know, I was really tiny. I still am, but I was smaller, so. And well, he held me on the pool. And I remember holding him and smelling his shoulder. And sometimes when I shower, I smell my own shoulder, and I sense my own smell, my own shoulder. And I think it is my favorite smell. I just can't, you know. Yes, a little bit. So how did you find NWA? I already told this story before. So I'm trying to get short. I was pranked by a friend with a short link that led to doc to F. Stop Fitzgerald audio, and I lost that, but I kept with that audio on my mind. And a week later, I was looking for some ASMR on YouTube, and I just found the carnivore, and he's or was, I don't know if he's still here, a GWA performer. But I found on YouTube, he used it to be on YouTube, and now, well, then I just found his Tumblr, and then Tumblr, Soundgasm, GWA, was that like that. And in the GWA, I found a lot of performers, so that's it, that's how I am here. Okay. What's your favorite kind of audio? I have two favorites because I can't choose between. So my first favorite is poetry. Erotic poetry. I love erotic stuff, and I love poetry, so you just mix both, blend and serve. And my favorite performers here of poetry in this moment are Mr. Moon Dance With Me, and Puss and Clouds. That's it, both poets. And the second kind is the BFE. I love this thing, this BFE stuff. And my favorite BFE is my pal, my sweet pal, your heavy metal lover. Sorry, metal. Okay, so that's it. They know, okay. I always tell people like things like that. So that's it. Okay, let's see. Has GWA taught you anything about yourself? For example, have you discovered an unexpected kink? Okay, after 13 years of hiatus, I found out that I am a sub. Yes, I am a sub. here in WA, actually talking with people who is not about the audience, okay, but that I am a sub, a really sub, and I am a little girl, and I am a fucking brat, so, yes, but, you know, I kind of have a person, maybe two, and they're nice to me, so, I never got punished yet, so, well, and I found my self-confidence here a lot. I know that I am a sexy person, that I sound sexy, that I can be sexy. And I found that I just, you know, learned that I am a flirty woman. And I just love to flirt. I mean, it's really, really fantastic to flirt. And that's it. That's what I just thought. So, that's it. What sorts of qualities draw you to your favorite performers? Look, I always say that I don't have favorite performers, but I have favorite performances of performers. So, I mean, I like a lot of things in people, just like... it's like I said, my favorite BFE is Your Heavy Metal Lover, and my favorite ASMR is Bookie, Bookworm. Oh, Bookie, I just forgot. Sorry, Pretty Bookie Worm. Sorry. Yes, and. My poetry, my favorite poetry are Pulsating Clouds and Dance With Me. And, well, one of my favorite DOMs really is my German friend. I think it's Hey Hey Yo One. So I believe I am right this time. So that's it. And, well, he is a great. Dominant guy, and I love Silvertongue. His voice is nurturing, is cute, and I love Sweet as Honey because her voice is really sweet and she can go to the subspace so perfect. And Jay, she can, you know, switch in the same audio in a snap. Jay Wild, JM. Your pillow talk was wonderful. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you very much, girl. And, well, let me see. Lady V, she's so hot. Throw Away Your Lust is really damn hot and cute at the same time. And, as I said, Jay Wild, well, she's my goddess. I tell her every day. And well, I have Nordic Love. He's so sweet, you know, he's a sweet boy. I mean, all in performances. And well, I could tell every name here. Toddster, Mr. Todd, really, you are the Dark Lord. You really are the Dark Lord. God, yesterday, no, really, people, I need to tell. Last night, I listened to his Halloween entry, and I was scared as hell. I had panic attack, and he was worried about it. Sorry, Todd. But really, it was an awful night, and it's up to myself, okay? But it's not his fault. He warned me and all those tags and stuff, but it was really, really... I just don't want to remember. And well, that's it. I want to tell about everyone, you know, you are all wonderful. And I say that I don't have any favorite performers, but I have favorite performances of everyone. So that's it. And whoa, I must say that Nortley, he has a great... how can I say, Rambo Fab. He's really sexual. So that's it guys, that's what I answer you. Everyone has different qualities, and I chose draw for it for each one. Okay, would you ever consider meeting someone from GWA? Yes, everyone. I want to meet everyone. I want to make a GWA tour someday. I want to be rich for that. So yes, I want to meet Tom Misses, One Dance With Me, Jay White, Silver Tongue. You have Metal Lover. Metal, actually, Metal and I, we have a schedule. We say that someday, 3 p.m., we'll meet on a special cafe that I just Google, and it's so cute, that cafe, and well, it's scheduled for 3 p.m. I don't know when, but someday, and well, I hope to take some tea with you, my English friends, and the Americans. Let it be so, maybe. So yes, well, that's it. I want to know everyone. I mean it, everyone. Even you, Toddster. Even you. Okay, so poor guy. No, really, he's so sweet. He's so sweet with me. I mean, he's really sweet. So yes, I want to meet everyone. Yes. If someone were to write scriptures for you, what would you like? So I had the script by Calmfire, and thank you, guy, if you were listening to me. It was about ex made Brazilian maid that became a trophy wife, and the guys like it, so I like it too. It's fun to, you know, to perform. But for me, it would be just a teasing audio. Just, you know, only teasing, only flirting, only just teasing. I believe that my Landry subduction audio was really about it. Yes, I really did. I really loved it. And it was really, really good. So, it would be a teasing one, a flirting one. Maybe no sex, just flirting and teasing, because that's what I love to do the most. And the last question, other than GWA, what's your favorite non-safe work subreddit? I say my non-safe work favorite subreddit, non-GWA, is the Oh No Dad Went Wild. It's really so, it's really cool. And well, it's really nice, because guys there are, yeah, well, are older, and they are hot. It's not about dick. I mean, penis is overrated. So if I want to see penis, I just Google it. But guys there are hot. So I like older guys, and they are hot. Yes, that's it. And bonus, more for our place, for us. Okay, so yes. Okay, it's enough. If you want more moons, just check my subreddit. Okay, so thank you, everyone, and see you later. Bye bye.